B-Pod Studios.
The following podcast is PG, may contain sketchy advice, embarrassing anecdotes, and may not be suitable for parents who think they have their shit together.
This is PG with Roxanne Wilder.
All right, Buck, Halloween is approaching, and I'm starting to realize that this is a holiday that basically was made for two-year-olds and not made for two-year-olds' parents.
No.
Because it reinforces all of their things that you're trying to break them of, and you celebrate these things on Halloween.
Yeah.
Candy, sugar.
Strangers. Walking into other people's houses and knocking on random doors.
Keeping your costume on all the time. Yep.
Walking around at night in the street.
Everything that we tell you to not do, Halloween is the night to do them all.
Throw toilet paper on your boss's house.
Oh, crazy. So what are you guys going to do for Halloween? How are you going to dress up?
Well, he's picked Spider-Man.
Mm-hmm.
We bought the costume in September. Okay, so we're ahead of the game because he is so into it. He's 4 years old. He's super into it. I have been required to dress up as Venom, Spider-Man's arch nemesis, so we can wrestle.
You're going to wrestle down the street?
We're going to wrestle in the
down
house.
Down the sidewalk? Okay.
On the bed. Wrestling is his new favorite activity with me.
Mm.
I
totally wanted a boy.
It's
I wanted this baby
thing.
To be a boy. But when I hear you say this, I'm so happy I'm not having a boy because I don't have energy for that.
So we were supposed to be a big family of superheroes. He's very into Marvel, so Hulk, Thor, Iron Man, Captain America. But he went as Captain America last year. So this year, Spider-Man. So I asked him, what should I be? He wants me to be Venom so we can, play around. He told my wife to be Captain Marvel.
Mm-hmm.
But she had a function at her work where they all had to dress up, and she went and bought a pirate costume.
So she's got her pirate costume.
She's set.
Does Jackson approve of that?
Well, I didn't think he would, but he's letting it go. And
okay.
I was like, what? I have to be Venom, but you're going to let Mom be a pirate? But that's he's just worried about his dad. So what about you guys?
So we have a little ducky. My sister bought a little duck costume for her two girls and one for my daughter, too.
Cute.
But my daughter, as you know, is a princess at heart.
Oh, boy.
All she cares about is being a princess. So we also have to have the princess costume. So I'm sure there's going to be an activity at school she can be princess for. When she does her trick-or-treating, she can be a little duck.
Yeah.
My sister's actually, it's a whole nother story, but they have these ducks in their neighborhood that have infested their community pool. And so then you have like people fighting on Facebook who is going to get rid of. Some people want to get rid of the ducks. Some people are environmentalists and don't want to get rid of the ducks, but yet they're pooping in the pool.
Yes.
And I think ducks and salmonella poop all go together is what I would imagine. And so it's turned into this raging, awful community fight over these ducks. So my sister is just stirring the pot. And she's dressing all these girls as ducks.
Wow. That's actually pretty funny.
And she's also, I think she's being like a duck activist. And I think her husband is being a hunter, if I'm not a duck hunter. So it's even worse than what I just described.
That is stirring the pot right there. And you got to love these Facebook fights where you just go on and you just watch. Get your popcorn and go, let's just watch this. See what happens. So are you going to dress up?
Buck, look at me. I have this kitty cat costume that I wore last year, but it's stretchy. I mean, you don't want, when you're pregnant, you don't want to go out and buy cute costumes and stuff like that. So I'll probably
just wear my sexy nurse outfit.
I'm
going to
be the same cat I was last year, but last year I was kind of like a sexy cat.
Yeah.
And this year I'll be a fat cat. And my little princess girl. So that's it. So what do you do when it comes to Halloween? And the scary side of it. Did Jackson ever go through a portion where he was scared of stuff? And I'm jumping around, but I also have to ask this. Walking around the neighborhood the other day, and holy cow, people do have, scary stuff set up in their yard.
Yeah, big spiders and spider
webs.
Well,
no, how about a leg?
A leg, yeah.
How about a bloody leg?
Severed hands coming out of the mailbox. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. And I'm showing my daughter, my two-year-old daughter, and I'm like, oh, this isn't really appropriate.
Yeah. My son's fine with all that. It's just movies. You got to be careful
with
movies.
Right.
Stay animated.
Mm-hmm.
Anything, even if it's for kids. Like, like Garbage Pail Kids or something like that. It's not animated. It's a little too scary for him.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You know, and he jumps when he watches movies. And a couple times he's had some nightmares.
Right.
Where he's had to come to our room. So, I don't know. I try to cover his eyes if I see something coming up.
It's so funny because I feel like as I start to get into more of this parenting stuff, and she's 2.5 now, I'm starting to ask more questions about appropriateness of stuff. For example, we watched, what was it? Princess and the Frog. She loves that movie. She loves, have you seen Princess and the Frog?
Not in a long time.
It's Disney. It's animated. And Tiana is the princess. She's obsessed with Tiana. And so we watched this. And there are some parts, and Doug and I both said the same thing. We watched it, and there's like voodoo magic and stuff.
Yes.
It takes place in New Orleans. And then there are these big alligators. They're kind of scary. I mean, they turn nice. But my point is all of a sudden I'm going, I don't know if I want my daughter watching this voodoo magic stuff. And then we Googled it, and sure enough, there was a little bit of an online outcry against this movie because of some of the themes. So I'm starting to gauge appropriateness of the level of scariness of things. You know, you just kind of have to analyze all of this.
There's so many of those old Disney movies where there is a part, maybe it's 2 minutes, maybe it's 6 minutes, where we fast forward, you know, like Kung Fu Panda.
Oh, really?
The very beginning is horrible.
Oh, no.
With fire and dragons and lava and just dark and monsters rising up out of the mountains. And we were like, what is this? Fast forward. And then the rest is great.
And the rest is fine. Right. And you think to yourself, well, I don't want my child to be a wimp. She's going to be exposed to this stuff at some point or another. But you realize that you are kind of inundating your children at early ages with some, even if they're cartoonish, violent cartoonish images.
Yeah, yeah.
It's kind of crazy. It just makes you want to watch Archer.
You've got to find the good ones.
Have you seen Archer?
No. Oh, well, no, I have seen Archer.
It's the most adult raunchy cartoon ever. I mean, sometimes Doug and I will watch certain kids' cartoons, like, we might just be watching Archer.
We watched Hotel Transylvania, where Adam Sandler is the voice of Dracula. Right. That is very kid-friendly. That's like one of those
good humorous ones.
Yes. And the parents can watch it, and it's kind of funny, too. So that's a good one.
Despicable Me falls into that category.
Yes.
That's a good one.
Yes.
Do you find yourself having to explain to, okay, we were watching The Grinch the other day, but this is the newfangled Grinch.
I love the new one.
The new one.
The animated, well, he's like, he looks like, it's like cool looking.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, actually, we were watching it, and I don't know if this is the case, but Doug and I, these have to be the same Minions. This has to be done by the people who do the Minions in Despicable Me, because it's those same sort of faces.
Yeah. Same like technology or however they make it. Yeah.
And I love The Grinch, and now we're obsessed with that movie. We watch it all the time, but I feel like I have to explain to her, I don't know, I think feel like there's a new spin on The Grinch, so I have to kind of explain to her, no, honey, he's being bad by wanting to be, by knocking the, what? Where's the one scene where he knocks
the tree out of the sky or whatever.
Right, yeah. And a woman's trying to get, she's trying to get a certain ingredient for her stuffing, and he makes it fall, and I say, the Grinch is bad.
Yeah.
But at the same time, this version of the Grinch is kind of making him more of a sympathetic character.
Uh-huh.
So, but kids are a little bit more black and white at this age, and you have to sort of say, hey, he's not being a good boy right now. He's being bad.
Right.
But it's a hard concept to explain. He's being bad because he was hurt when he was a kid and didn't get any Christmas presents as an orphan. You know, it's just very complex.
I slide comments in. Like
okay.
When he knocks,
okay, let's hear this.
When he knocks it off the shelf for the woman and she can't get it, I look at Jackson and I go, oh, no, that was bad, wasn't it? And he goes, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He's not being nice, is he?
Mm-hmm.
He's like, no. So I just like make little comments like, oh, no. He shouldn't have done
that. Yes, we do that too. We do that too.
That's it.
Oh, no. How about the guy in Despicable Me 3 who dances to all the 80s music? I can't think of his name right now.
Balthazar Brat.
You know, do kids know that he's the villain? Yes, they figure it out pretty quickly. But you still have to reinforce, oh, that's not good. He killed those people with bubble gum.
That's true. And one time my son was...
But that's not real. You don't kill people with bubble gum. So that's where things get confusing because we're trying to make sense of a fabricated fantasy world.
Right. Well, one time my son was bad, and I said, you're being bad. And he goes, Dad, am I being a bad boy? Because that's
like
what they say in
Brat.
The movie.
Yes.
I was like, don't make me laugh.
What kinds of rules are you going to – I've been a bad boy. What kind of rules are you going to apply for Halloween as far as candy he's allowed to eat, as far as houses he's allowed to go to? Because that's scary, too. I mean, we know some of our neighbors, but not a lot of them, so.
Right. It's on a Thursday?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we're going to go early. He can probably have 5 or 6 pieces of candy that I approve. Mm-hmm. Nothing that will knock your teeth out. No bubble gum. So you can have, like, Nerds. You can have, like, a little Snickers or something. Now, he's older than yours, so when my son was 2, he got nothing. No, you're not getting anything. In fact, I don't even know if we went really trick-or-treating. Mm-hmm. Maybe we went 3 or 4 houses down, but the real fun was handing out candy.
Yes.
So for us, I'll let him – every year he gets more and more and more, but I don't let him get, like, Skittles or anything like that that's, like, really, like,
chewy.
Will hurt your teeth
and hurt your
or
teeth.
Chewy.
Okay.
He's never had gum. He's never had soda. So he doesn't know these things.
Listen to what a ding-dong I am. So I've got her dentist appointment, her 6-month dentist appointment, scheduled for November 2nd. or whatever is a Monday, November 4th. Somebody was not thinking when they booked that appointment.
Just brush those teeth before bed.
A week after Halloween, yeah.
Yeah.
So she's a really good teeth brusher. But I was even thinking I would go so far as to have a fake candy trick-or, like 2 pumpkins that look, 2 jack-o'-lanterns that look the same. One with all the candy I've already put in there that I approve, so she can hang on to it. Because she's at that stage right now where she likes to hang on to her stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then one that she can get and the neighbors can put stuff in. And then we'll just put that aside. Mommy, Daddy can eat that candy. It's not like I think our neighbors are poisoning her kids or whatever.
No, but
I
you're picking what she gets.
Right.
Yeah.
But then I thought to myself, she's too smart for that. She's going to be like, no, Mama, I saw that green candy. I want that. So that's my plan.
Yeah. I think we all have our own plans, and whatever it works, and every year it's going to be different, and you just got to see. I really don't want my son to have any candy, but I don't want him to miss out either. We do fun stuff and watch movies and have big, like, candy picnics on the floor in front of the movie, and if he really wants more and more, I'll be like, hey, I know, let's have popcorn, and then I just kind of hide the candy. Now he's thinking about popcorn.
Diversion, and distraction.
And then I go through the candy and I get rid of all the bad stuff. And then, you know, every day after school, you can have 1 or 2. That's it.
Good idea. We'll circle back after Halloween and see if we stuck to any of this, Buck, right? Thanks for hanging out with us on the PG Parental Guidance Needed podcast. We'll talk to you soon.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.